BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Thursday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
I thought he'd be here waiting for us.
Well, they'll just be fetching him, Emma. Don't worry.
I can't help worrying. It makes you worry, this place. What's he going to be like, Will? What state's he going to be in?
We'll know soon enough.
I can't bear the thought of him being so scared. I don't know, maybe them puzzles we've brought in, maybe they're a mistake.
Of course they're not.
Do you think? I mean, Sudoku and code words and stuff doesn't really do them.
Well, it don't matter.
I just panicked. I wanted to bring in something. I couldn't think what.
Look, it'll be all right. Maybe he won't do them. You could be right. But the main thing is, he'll know we were thinking of him when we got them. He'll be grateful for that.
Yeah. Yeah, he'll know what we meant. Yeah, you're right. I hate this place. I hated going through security. They're patting down like they know something.
You feel like you're never going to get out.
And I hate what you see in people's faces. That look of hopelessness. It's like that old lady we saw at the bus stop.
What old lady?
With the grey coat and the kiddie in the pushchair.
Oh, yeah, when we were waiting at the lights.
I knew she was visiting the prison, Will. There was a look about her, I just knew.
Well, that's where the bus was going.
No, it wasn't just that, though. It was something else, something hopeless. I don't know, she had to fold the pushchair up to get on the bus and nobody helped her. And the little boy was grizzling and she was trying to keep him cheerful and not let him see how she was feeling. She was his granny, I reckon, don't you think?
I don't know.
And you think, where's the mum? Why isn't the mum with them? What's the story? I just wanted to put my arms round her.
Do you reckon I should ask someone what's going on?
No, look. Looks like we can go through now.
Just the news, Elise Kirsty.
Just that, Susan. Thanks.
You know, I was thinking this morning about the parish council.
Were you?
Whether you might want to stand as a councillor on it. Robert's on it now too. You've been good company.
Me?
Of course, you need a special kind of person to do that.
Well, yeah.
My Neil did it for years, very successfully. And I wondered, you know...
If I could. Well, I'm flattered, Susan.
Look, if you know you've found yourself with a bit more time on your hands, it was just a thought.
Because of the rewilding, you mean?
Well, maybe you'll have a bit less to do there, so something like this might...
Actually, maybe I'll find myself with nothing to do there.
What? Nothing at all?
The whole thing might fold.
But you're still working there, aren't you? I mean, you still have things to do.
Oh, yeah, while the BL contract's still running, there's stuff to do. Rex has been working on this guided tour website and app, hoping to get new people interested... But you can't help feeling...
That it's all a bit uncertain, I know.
That it's a complete waste of time, actually, Susan.
Oh, dear.
So kind of you to think of me, but no, it wouldn't be a good time to take on something like that. Not really in the right frame of mind.
Oh, it makes me so cross what Justin's doing with this. He has people's futures in his hands, but does he care?
Honestly, I don't think he does.
One jot. It's really, really mean.
Anyway... Just the muesli.
Oh, yes. Sorry. All right, that'll be $3.99.
Thanks.
You had some muesli only the other day, unless I'm much mistaken.
Yeah, but I've had my mum staying for a couple of days.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah,
she has a thing about muesli. A big bowl for breakfast, then again at night, as a sort of muesli nightcap.
Oh, at night? People are funny.
Mum is.
Oh, I didn't mean to suggest that you...
Oh, no, that's all right. She is funny.
Just a flying visit, was it?
Yeah, to cheer me up. Which was really sweet of her, and I was really glad she came.
Yes?
But she can be a bit free with her advice, as if I'm 10 years old or something.
It comes from a good place, though, Kirsty. A mum wants what's best for her daughter. She wants to help.
Yeah, of course.
And a lot of the time she's spot on with her advice. In my experience, anyway.
Puzzles?
We didn't know what else to bring you, George.
Well, I can tell you what you don't bring. Puzzles.
Sorry.
You should have asked.
Well, we thought they'd help you fill the time.
I got the time, but not for puzzles. I mean, how old do you think I am? 50?
All right, don't go on about it.
We're trying our best, George.
And that money you put into the account? Didn't you know how much you're allowed to put in?
Yeah, but it was all a bit of a rush in the end. We had to grab what we could.
Well, next time, I'll need the full allowance, every penny.
You're all right, though, are you, George?
Apart from being in prison?
You know what I mean.
Well, you're getting through it, are you?
I do all right. You see him over there? Big, broad bloke talking to the blonde.
What, with the tattoos on his neck?
Don't stare. Just glance over there, then look away.
What about him?
That's baseball. Well, he's a right laugh, he is.
It doesn't look much like a laugh. He looks wild.
He is. Oh, he is wild.
Like an animal.
Well, you want to go over there and tell him he looks like an animal? Go on, then. See what it gets you.
Oh, he's looking this way.
It's okay. He's seen me. He won't bother you. He's a mate.
Why does he look so angry?
Being angry is how you get things done. People know what he's capable of. But if he's on your side, though, well, you're laughing.
Honestly, Helen, I'm sorry to see her go.
Oh, so she's on her way home now?
Rex took her to Felpersham Station early this morning.
Did you try lost property for the missing purse?
And phone? Yeah, we did. We didn't hear a thing back.
Oh, shame.
Oh, I didn't hold out much hope that we would.
So she had to fork out for another ticket?
No.
Must be quite a lot.
No, because the purse turned up.
What? Where was it?
And the phone. You'll never guess where. In the bag.
Megan's bag?
Absolutely, Mum's bag.
Which she'd already searched. So, what, were they in an inner pocket?
No.
Because I have bags with more pockets than you can count.
No, they were loose, in the bag. They were just bobbing about in the bag. And she'd completely emptied it. Tipped everything out and shut the blessed thing. And there was nothing, absolutely nothing in it.
Weird.
Very.
Well, still, it happens.
Now and again.
So, a happy ending to a happy visit.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Does Megan know you're selling Beechwood?
Oh, yeah.
To me?
She does, yeah.
What did she make of that?
Make of it?
Yeah, you know, an off-the-record sale, no agent, no agent fees.
Oh, well, she was fine with it. Yeah, she was keen on the idea.
Good. Actually, I meant to ask.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to Mum about it and we sort of agreed there really ought to be a survey.
A survey?
Yeah, rather than just take things for granted. Would you mind?
Well, of course not.
And I was going to ask about the curtains. A bit of a cheeky question, this, but the boy said you wouldn't mind me asking.
No, ask away.
Are you planning to remove them when the sale goes through?
I hadn't really thought that far ahead.
Only we thought the place wouldn't be the same without them. They sort of belong where they are, but only if you're happy with that.
You do get chances to do things in here, though, don't you, George?
Things? What sort of things?
Courses, that sort of stuff.
Oh, right.
Educational opportunities.
There are things like that, yeah.
And have you signed up for any of them yet?
Not yet, no.
Oh, George.
And don't start all that. It's still early doors. I'll do it when the time's right.
And maybe you should wait anyway, Emma.
Wait? Why?
Well, if he's going to move.
Move?
Yeah, you might be right.
Who said anything about moving?
Well, we've been talking to people.
Who?
About moving you somewhere else.
A better place.
Who have you been talking to?
Well, Ed and me, we went to see our MP.
MP?
About moving you to a young offenders institution.
What? You mean you've been to the Houses of Parliament? They've been talking about me up there.
Well, we saw her in the park in Borchester.
That's still cool, though, talking about me. Tell her thank you.
We think this other place could be a lot better for you, much more suitable.
No, I'm not moving, though.
What?
I'm all right where I am. I don't need to move.
What about this cellmate you've been put with?
Oh, he's all right when you get to know him. He's a laugh. And I'm making a few mates.
Mates like baseball or whatever he calls himself.
Mates who look out for you and watch your back. So thanks for the offer, but I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying here.
Kirsty.
Hi there, Helen.
You only here 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
Don't tell me something else has gone missing.
No.
Mysteriously disappearing purse?
It's just that I was thinking about what we were saying, about the house.
Oh, yeah?
Well, the curtains.
Yeah?
I might change my mind about that.
Oh, you mean...
On reflection.
You want to keep them?
I think I do. Sorry.
They'd be for Willow Farm?
Well, if I'm lucky enough, yes. Trouble is, Roy wants to sell up as soon as he can, see, so I have to get moving if I want to buy it, and I just thought, well, if I've already got curtains...
No, that's fine.
That'd be one thing I wouldn't have to worry about.
No, Kirsty, you don't have to explain. You want to keep the curtains. That's all you need to say.
You don't mind?
Of course not. That was always the deal. Nothing else needs to be said.
So, Georgie's keeping his head above water, is he?
He was a lot like his old self. You know, full of confidence and mouthy, sounding off about this and that.
Got a bit of his old cheek back then.
Yeah.
That is good news, Emma.
It is, yeah. And Ed was really pleased too when we told him, because he's making friends and not being bullied or anything like that.
Did you give him my love?
We did, yeah.
And?
What?
What did he say?
Oh.
Any messages for his Nana?
He sends his love too.
Really?
Yeah, of course.
That's what he actually said. Emma?
Well, you know what they're like at that age, Mum. He's got no time for sending love.
Oh, didn't say anything, did I?
No.
You did tell him.
We said Nana sends her love and he just looked away.
Still blames me for putting him in there.
I'm sorry, Mum, but he will come round in time.
Oh, I expect so.
You have to believe that.
Well, he's doing all right in himself. That's the main thing. Fit and well.
Yeah. He says we don't have to try and get him moved. He's fine where he is. So it's just a case of counting off the days and there's courses he can do. He hasn't signed up for any yet, but he says he will. So really, it's looking better than we thought. As good as we could...
Emma? What is he, love?
I hate him being there, Mum.
He has to be there, though. You know that.
Yeah.
And the time will go by. He'll be out before you know it.
Yeah, and then what? What'll he be like? He's only been in there a few weeks and he's changing.
What do you mean, changing?
There's people he's in there with. He calls them mates, but they terrify me. I can't stop thinking about it, Mum. This feels worse to me, worse than if he was being bullied.